Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre events on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. How's that? It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one of those chewy, sticky-in-the-teeth bit of honeys. Yeah. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's just me telling on myself. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Guess what, folks? That might be true. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because of this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Yeah, that's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does he have a radio show? Is this Christian radio? What's he doing on the radio? Get him off the radio. Also, the review of the goofy news. You know what that proves? It proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're asking life's questions about life. And here's today's life question. What's your favorite Bible verse? What's your favorite Bible verse? Try to go beyond Jesus wept. 866-577-2473, 866-KPRZ. Also, sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Isn't it true that you have been paid for your testimony?
Yes, you gave me a dollar and some candy.
And yet you haven't said what I told you to say. How can any of us trust you?
That's a great question. And also, living life as a Christian, we are taking phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. What?
Isn't it true that
what?
You...
What? What show are you listening to? What show? It's not mine. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it. At Ascension Lutheran Children's Center, that's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time, as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
Dear friends, we are here to say goodbye to Joey and Doll, giving them eternal rest in their favorite wood, a pine box.
Pine? We love pine.
No, no, don't eat that. Oh, what the hey? Give me a piece of that.
It's true. Termites love wood. Your wood. Hi, this is Sue Fries, the termite lady from Ecola. Fortunately, our inspectors know how to find and eliminate termites before they eat your home. By using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods, you won't hear termites talking or singing ever again when Ecola's around. Right now, new customers get $100 off any termite work. So call us for a free home estimate, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Hey, don't listen to her. She's not nice to termites.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-BUGS.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. there are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego.
I almost said 1220.
Was it? What is it? Is it 210? What time is it? I've lost my mind, folks. By the way, if you want to, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... Let me give you a quick check on the weather. Meh. You know, what do you say? Look it, we're not back east. You don't live in Ohio. I mean, what's to complain? You can't complain. Plus, a quick check on the traffic. Meh. There's nothing to really complain about. Are you going to complain? Not going to help you. RoboPaul, I just want to check with you real quickly. We had somebody come in. Did they say they had a favorite passage? Did you know what that is?
Galatians 2:20.
All right, we'll get to Galatians 2:20 and read that out for everybody so they can hear it. We appreciate that person calling in. There's so much stuff to talk about and so much stuff to review, but I thought I'd really start off by giving everybody a sense of what it is just to be regular and sick. Wait, let me rephrase that. Since Friday, I've had a little bit of a cold. Can you hear it in my voice? Does it sound a little nasally? Do I sound bad?
I can hear it in my voice. I've had the same thing.
So you gave it to me or I gave it to you?
I think we got it simultaneously.
Okay, well, as long as that happens. So let me tell you what we did. So this is how I handled the big Valentine's Day. Because, you know, Valentine's Day makes a big deal of it and everybody gets excited. And I didn't get to come in yesterday and tell about it because we did a replay, a best of. You know, I got there's about 400 shows. I got about three best ofs. Just about three that are worth replaying. The rest of them, I don't know.
We barely had enough to make one good best of show.
What can you do? I was feeling a little sick from the office bug that's been going around. As you can tell, RoboPaul has it a little bit. I have it a little bit. The sales staff has it. The production staff has it. Upper management has it. And we're all trying to see a doctor and get rid of it. So here's what I did on Valentine's Day. I went a different route. I called up the wife and I said, hun? And she said, yes. And I said, hun, I'm feeling eh. And if we go out, we're going to spend $50. And I don't want to spend $50 and not walk away and go, that was worth every penny. Or and I don't want to spend $40 and walk away and go, that was worth every penny. I don't want to spend $25 and not walk away and go through every penny. So you know what we did? I can tell you, tell me if you can tell me a better Valentine's Day than this, RoboPaul, I'll give you a dollar. Ready? The wife went and bought the latest Star Trek movie in Blu-ray. That's number one.
Off to a good start.
And number two, she stopped by Taco Bell, and we spent $22 on awful Taco Bell junk. And she came home, and we put the movie in, and we ate Taco Bell until we both burped.
Fantastic Valentine's Day.
I mean,
very
on,
similar
you,
to mine.
Yeah, you can't beat that, folks. Come on now. How do you beat that where you can sit there and enjoy? See, true, that's true love. Now, does she like Star Trek? Yes. Does she like it as much as me? No. Do I like Taco Bell? Yeah. As much as my wife? No. So we both gave a little. She got the movie. I gave into the Taco Bell. And then we had a very happy, merry Valentine's Day. What do you think?
That's called a marital compromise.
Yeah. It wasn't even a try. It was just so natural. It was just really what happened. All right, folks, there's so much going on. Let me tell you right now, at 3 o'clock, top of the hour, guess who's going to be on our show? Focus on the Family. The entire 480 members. No, not the entire staff, but a pretty big.
Because I would need more phone lines.
You're going to need more phone lines. Glenn Stanton's going to be on. We're going to be talking about Facebook's new thought process of having 50 different genders, of which one I said last week was pickle. because I can't think of what we what how bizarre is that? Anyway, so what we are going to do is we're going to talk a little bit spiritual. I got about Paul, I got about 3 minutes on this, and then we're going to take our break so I can do a quickie, or do we do have less time? Oh, I got 5 minutes. Okay, here's what we're going to do. 4 minutes. Three and a half. Two. Hike. Okay. Let me tell you this DDD. It's out of Acts chapter 20. You ready? Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 18 through 20. And then we're going to read the people's favorite Bible verses in a bit. Acts chapter 20, verse 18 through 20, and it says this. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You know, from the first day I set foot in Asia, how I was with you the whole time, serving the Lord with all humility, with tears, and with trials that came to me through the plots of the Jews. And that I did not shrink back from proclaiming to you anything that was profitable, or from teaching it to you in public and from house to house." Now, what I want to do is talk about the Apostle Paul and him sharing his story, a little bit about his background and where he went through this process. He's talking to them and having this little meeting, and he wanted them to know, you know, I've been serving the Lord. And when I've been serving the Lord, listen to these three things he says. I've been serving the Lord with humility, with tears, and with trials. I love that. He's been serving the Lord with humility, something that all ministers should operate in, with tears, no doubt of joy and of sadness, and of trials, testings, moments that really forge out the faith. And then he says this, and this is the kind of thing that when somebody speaks it and you hear it, it's like, wow. He said, "And I did not shrink back." I did not shrink back. He didn't pull back. You know what? He went through times of trials. He went through tears that were hard. He went through hard things. He went through times where he looked up to the Lord, just like you and I look up to the Lord and you go, "I don't get it. I don't get what you're doing. I don't understand it." But he didn't shrink back. He didn't pull it back and go, "I don't get it. I'm just not doing it." In fact, opposite. With humility, he served the Lord with tears, again, of joy, and tears, again, likely of sorrow, and with trials that he encountered. He didn't shrink back, but listen to what he says. "I did not shrink back from proclaiming to you anything that was profitable." And here's the lesson that most Christians could really use, myself included. We need to be people that speak things that are profitable, that are helpful, that are life-giving. Now, even if that involves telling somebody, "Hey, man, they're full of sin. That's wrong." If that's profitable for a person, then we should be able to do it. When somebody says, "No, you don't understand. Christians, they have to accept everybody." God does not accept everybody. There's a distinction for those who do and don't believe in Jesus Christ. Remember when he said the goats on the left, sheep on the right? That's not everybody coming in, is it? There's the left and there's the right. There's those that are in the kingdom of God and those that are not in the kingdom of God. But we need to be proclaiming what is helpful. And from time to time, we need to let people know, you know, that sounds good. It sounds nice, but that doesn't make it right. People say, "Well, if you love, you have to accept and just let it be. Let it be." Just like the Beatles song, "Let It Be." Really? If I love my child, I'll just let him be. I'll just let him stick his head in a gas oven and kill himself. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let him be because I'm full of love. Peace, man. Wrong. Real love says, "Hey, get your head away from the oven. And if you do that again, I'm going to whoop you on the behind." That's what love is too. Maybe we should keep sight of things that are helpful. It's not always things that make a person feel like $1 million. But it leads them to the one that's worth more than a bazillion. Get it? Good. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're looking at some more DDDs and interesting stories.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit KPRZ.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice!
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable, with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Hayden, Dean of Behavioral Sciences at Southern California Seminary, with great news. Southern California Seminary is participating in KPRZ's half-price tuition. This means that if you are a new student, your tuition is half price. There are a limited number of KPRZ half-price tuitions available, so call today. We offer a Master of Arts in Marriage and Family Therapy and a Doctorate of Psychology. Our staff includes experienced clinicians with doctorate degrees, and our graduates are working throughout California, other states, and other countries. If you feel called to be a counselor, call us today at 888-389-7244. Our graduates are placed in locations people go to find help with life struggles. We are committed to help you become an effective counselor to individuals and families. Call us today at 888-389-7244, 888-389-7244, or visit us online at socalsem.edu.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Your family's health care deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by iBuyTerm.com and Tarek, our good friend. By the way, a great story. We talked about it before. Now, this is a great story. So he was trying to explain to me, look, it's really easy. It's really affordable. It's really honorable the way we do it. We do fast. We do term insurance quotes, term life insurance, and we get it done in a hurry. And I said, well, how much of a hurry? And that's when we were in this meeting, and he was together with Judy and him and me, and we're talking. He's like, this guy calls me up from CVS. I'm like, what's he doing at CVS? He's in the parking lot. What's he doing in the parking lot? His wife was picking up a couple items. So he calls you to get term life insurance while his wife is picking up. I mean, he wants to obviously get the call done before she's done. Right. They got about 80% of it done in the parking lot while he was on the phone. Now that, folks, no matter what you say to me, that's fast. That's easy. That's affordable. And that's honorable. Very cool. It's iBuyTerm.com. iBuyTerm.com. 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. By the way, we have, I don't know if that new commercial is running with him or not. Great commercial. Excited for him. Very happy. Okay, a couple things to tell you real quickly. We did have somebody call in on their favorite verse. We'll tell you what that is right now. Favorite verse. This person's favorite verse was Galatians 2:20. You don't hear this one very often, but it's what a great passage. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's so one of my favorite parts about that verse. This is my problem with reading the Bible a lot, is in every verse you have a little section. You're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. In this section, the thing I love the most, where it says, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. And then another version, it says, no longer I. Now, folks, you want to get a good bumper sticker? You want to get a good T-shirt saying? Just get a T-shirt that says, no longer I. Wouldn't that be great? That's a great thing to do. Okay, let's talk about the really important things. The semi-important things. They're not so important, but they're kind of important, but they're not entirely important. I want to talk about some of the history that's going on today that you might not be aware of. Because some of you might remember, it's possible, you might remember Charlton Heston. You might remember a movie that he did, Charlton Heston did. I'm going to get ready to play that clip. As soon as I raise my finger, get ready to play that clip. But if you remember this famous movie that Charlton Heston did, not The Ten Commandments, but that was a great one.
Silent Green is people!
Soylent Green is people. Well, guess what, folks? Guess what? Today is Battery Day. Get ready to replay it when I tell you. Today is Battery Day. And for those that don't know, primary batteries are disposable batteries. Secondary batteries are rechargeable batteries. And if you ever saw The Matrix, you would know that it might be true that
Silent Green is people!
But according to The Matrix, batteries are people too.
Silent Green is people!
Thank you very much. Ja Rule Paul. Okay, that's the important stuff. By the way, more spiritual to nature. On this day in 1546, Martin Luther, leader of the Protestant Reformation, passed away. Also, on this same day in 1564, wow, 18 years later, Michelangelo passed away. Wow, did not know that. Additionally, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain was published in 1885. And this is the one I want to see if people can get. In 1930, Pluto, not the character, the ninth planet in the solar system, was discovered by an astronomer. Here's my question. Now, RoboPaul's pretty smart. I want to see if he can pull this off. Now, they already demoted the planet, right? So you can't do anything about that because they already demoted it. There used to be nine. Now, when you do these solar systems, there's eight. But my question is... What city was Pluto discovered in?
Ooh.
I do not know.
And the answer would be Flagstaff, Arizona, at the Lowell Observatory. How about that, huh? And they say, I have nothing but useless knowledge. Who knows? Anyhow, beyond all that stuff, a couple of things that we do want to cover that are not always or only of the spiritual nature, but I do want to talk about this. This is in the news. One, our good friend John Kerry has now said that all people that doubt climate change, that everybody that doubts it is a flat earther. And by doing that, what he's doing is just basically it's a tactic that's now used. If somebody disagrees with you, then you just ridicule them. Just ridicule the person. It won't matter. And if they disagree with you, you're not allowed into the party. You're not allowed into the party, which kind of sounds like the beast. Because if you don't have the numbers on your hand or on your head, you don't get to get in. the party, whatever party that is. That's kind of a dangerous thing to do, isn't it? California boy granted the right to play on a girls' softball team, and here's my only response to that. You're not good enough to play against the boys, huh? That's my response there. And then on this one, this is going to irritate some people. Snake salvation reality star dies of snake bite. No, no, not kidding. Snake salvation reality star dies of a snake bite. Okay, so what they were doing is the guy was handling snakes because in his mind, that's how the application of Mark chapter 16, verse 18 worked. Here's what I'm going to say about that, and it is spiritual in nature. So get ready. Ready? All right. Miracles that are done for the kingdom of God are never done for personal bragging about the person's ministry. All miracles relate to glorifying Jesus Christ. So anybody that's trying to get involved in the miraculous and it's trying to do it to become famous, you're already at strike three. Number two, in reference to Mark chapter 16, verse 18, those say, well, it wasn't really in the New Testament. Somebody added it in. Of course, it was quoted by a first century historian, but forget that. Forget that. That doesn't matter. When the snake bit the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 28, verse 5, the Apostle Paul wasn't harmed when the snake bit him. But you know what Paul wasn't doing? Looking for a snake to juggle. He wasn't looking to do snake juggling. That's not the way that's supposed to roll, people. That's not how it's set up. All right, so here's what we're going to do, Polly. We're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back, and we've got some DDDs that are out and outrageous. And that means outrageous. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Celebrate Toyota Carlsbad's 42nd birthday by entering to win a family weekend getaway to Mammoth Mountain. There's no purchase necessary, and official rules and entry are online at toyotacarlsbad.com. This offer ends February 26th.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the Executive Director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Mortgage rates have been on the rise over the past few months, which leads most people to believe they can no longer save money by refinancing. While some folks have missed a great chance to save with a refi, there are still a number of options available to create a more efficient mortgage for almost every homeowner in San Diego. Anthony Lococo with Cornerstone Mortgage has the experience, knowledge, and access to give you an honest overview of the options available to you and your family. Just call 619-920-5262. That's 619-920-5262. Or go to RateCenterLoans.com. You can get live pricing 24/7. No personal information is required, and you can get customized pricing within seconds. Just go to RateCenterLoans.com. That's RateCenterLoans.com. Or call Anthony at 619-920-5262. 619-920-5262.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you're sitting there thinking, Dave, sounds like you might have a frog in your throat, ribbit, that might be true. I was sick over the weekend. I had a sore throat Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It feels better today, but I sound horrible. If you're unable to deal with it, then do this. Take one grape, squish it, take some of the inside, put it in one ear, and listen that way. It'll filter out all the noise that you hear. Okay, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Wrong! Over roofing classifications. See, they keep changing that text. The bottom line is Excalibur Roofing, what they do is new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Hey, you know, sometimes I do these live reads. I do them wrong. Have you ever done anything wrong, Paulie? Ever in your life? Just curious.
I have earlier today.
Okay. Good enough. Here's what you do. 760-743-8803 is the phone number. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the website. And if you contact them and you say David or Spoon or Experience, you get $700 off any re-roofing. $700 just for knowing my name. That's the best you're going to get for my name until I hear something better. That's the best you're going to get right there. That's not bad, though, I got to say. All right, lots of stuff to cover. One of the things that we want to do is we were unable to share with you yesterday's Facebook post. We're not going to do the Facebook post music. We're just going to do the Facebook post, and then we're going to do another Facebook post later. So I wanted to do one from yesterday because I still made a post, and that Facebook post was Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Let's write that down. Here's what it has to say. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Now listen to that passage. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And at the bottom of the post, this is what I wrote. Worth the struggle. And there are times where you go through different trials and you try to do the right thing and do it right before the Lord. And sometimes the devil seems to get an extra smack on the head. And sometimes the checkbook seems to leak a little more than it's supposed to. And sometimes the coworkers really kind of irritate you more than you'd like them to. And sometimes you're sitting there going, "Aah!" But the present sufferings that we go through, not to be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed, a glory which, by the way, Christians do, I think, a kind of a poor job of talking about the excitement of heaven and eternal life, because for some reason that seems bizarre, even though heaven is one of Jesus's top teachings. Here's the post: worth the struggle. Worth the struggle. You know, when you sit there and you say to yourself, "Man, is it worth it? Is it worth doing this? Is this the way it should be? Is it?" Yes. It's worth the struggle. It's worth fighting through the spiritual warfare. It's worth getting on your knees and praying when nobody can see you but God. And you crying out and pouring your heart before Him and asking Him for help. Is it worth fighting the enemy who wants to do everything he can to thwart you and destroy your life? Is it worth it? Is it worth being a Christian? Is it worth naming the name of Christ? Is it worth enduring the ridicule of all the people on television and most of the people on radio still ridiculing? If you're a believer in the Bible, oh, you're not just a flat earther. You're a lunatic. Or if you don't believe that evolution is the way man was created, you know nothing at all. Is it worth it to endure and to go through that kind of suffering so that you can dance on streets of gold and live in a city whose builder and maker is God? Is it worth it? Absolutely. Is it worth it? No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for him. Is it worth it? Absolutely. It's worth the struggle. It's worth the fight. Romans 8:18 is the Facebook post. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Wow, Dave, you sound like a preacher. No, you get a raspy voice and you get a box. You put your finger in the air and you shout at the window. That's all that takes. Is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. The present sufferings you're going through, they're working out for you a weight of glory that just far exceeds the troubles that you feel. Is it worth the struggle? Yes, it's worth the struggle. It's worth the fight. And I'm hoping this will encourage you to keep on fighting and keep on struggling. Can you say amen? Amen. Okay, hey, Robo Producer, how are you doing today? How are things going in your realm of life?
Fine.
That's a good answer. I've decided I was going to tell everybody this a great story. This is out of the Business News website. The right way to motivate employees.
More money.
Okay. Well, perhaps I should retitle this: the wrong way to motivate employees.
Lack of money.
There's lack of money. That would be a good one. Here's what happened. Many people use PayPal. Have you ever used PayPal?
Many times.
The CEO of PayPal got a little upset. David Marcus got a little mad. So he wrote an email letter to his employees, and it leaked.
Uh-oh.
And here's what it said. Okay, ready? It's been brought to my attention when testing paying with mobile at Cafe 17 last week, some of you refused to install the PayPal application. Then he put ? Others didn't even remember their PayPal password. That's unacceptable to me and the rest of my team. Everyone at PayPal should use our products when available, and the only way we can make them better and better is for you to use them. Wait. He said a couple of the nasty things I can't repeat. Then he said, in closing, if you're one of the folks who refuse to install PayPal app, or if you can't remember your PayPal password, do yourself a favor and go find something that will connect with your heart and mind elsewhere. So basically what David did is he said, use PayPal or get lost. See, now the title is The Right Way to Motivate Employees. So what they did was they reported this whole story on the PayPal CEO being kind of a jerk, right? He's being a jerk. And then they said he should have asked these three focused questions, okay? You know, why aren't you using the app? What can you do to ensure the use of the app? What do you need from me? What he should have done, they're wrong about this, is this. He shouldn't have told his employees, if you don't like what we're doing and how we're doing it with what we're doing it, and you're not using it all the time, get lost. He shouldn't have done that.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
See, the problem with this is pretty simple. You don't sit there and berate and browbeat your employees because they don't respond to something the way you do. That's the wrong way to motivate the employees. The right way, of course, would be, you know, to encourage them and to talk to them and to engage. No question about it. But guess what? This is from PayPal, a billion-dollar company. They just don't want you to know. Working for us, you either use PayPal or get out.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
So you know what that means? I got to get rid of all the other radio stations on my car radio.
Just 1210, 1210, 1210, 1210.
I can't have anything else. Every button's going to say 1210. And if I use the little clicker thing and so it goes over, I'm going to install the new special app that destroys my radio completely.
What if you want to listen to doo-wop?
So I'm just going to press the buttons. It's going to be 1210, 1210, 1210, 1210. So right along with this story was this story right behind it. Now, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but this is kind of funny. These are four signs it's time to quit your job. So I'm going to stop this article right now and tell you right now there's five. One, work at PayPal. That's the first thing. Number one reason that it's time to quit your job. Ready? You tell me how ridiculous some of these articles are. Remember, if a study shows, it must be true. If a poll shows, it must be true. You don't feel well. Is that why they invented sick days? Yeah, you don't feel well. Number two. You want to give me another round? Because only four. Your personal life is a mess. Wait, hold on. This is why this article is so bizarre, right? Because right now I'm describing half of America. Number three. You become moody or impatient. Wait. Or depressed or angry or negative. Now go. Your job no longer aligns with the general goals you have in life. So I just want to say, here's what I'm going to say. If this is what they're telling you, this is why you should quit. Now listen to these. If you don't feel well, if your personal life's kind of a mess, if you're moody, impatient, depressed, angry, or negative, or if things aren't lining up the way that you thought, you should quit your job. Somehow I think that's not a great article. Because doesn't that describe about 95% of America? I mean, 95% of America don't feel well. Life's kind of messy. Get moody, impatient, depressed. I mean, have they ever driven on a San Diego freeway ever? Are you serious? Impatient? What? And then your job no longer aligns with your goals. Well, when you've lost all your goals, I guess that would make sense. See, are these two great articles?
Is there someone else up there we could talk to? No. Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
I feel so bad. Listen to what they're saying. If you're sick, you should quit your job.
Well, then I would have quit this morning because I didn't feel well this morning.
I haven't felt well in 5 days. Okay, not only that, but if your life is a mess, if you have any messiness in your life.
I guess I would have never had a job.
And then this one. If you get angry, you're negative, you're impatient, you're bumming out. Did they not watch sports? Does that not happen? I don't get it. And then last but not least, on this one, it's not aligning with your goals. Paying my bills, definitely in my goal set. It's definitely in my mindset. Here's what I'm going to say to you. Don't quit your day job unless the Lord leads you to. then you can. Okay? We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to do our second Facebook post. It's in Romans once again. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Britt Johnson here, and as you know, I'm turning 50 this year. My mom is turning 79, and she's getting too frail to do it all on her own. Like most of us in the sandwich generation, I have 3 children at home and a parent who needs more help than I can give her. I was really concerned about having a stranger care for her in her home, and then I met Portia at Golden Care, and she was an answer to prayer. What a difference from the stories I've heard. In fact, my mom's story is one of peace, because I can trust Golden Care's background screened employees to treat her well. Christian owned and CASA certified Golden Care placed a compassionate and dependable caregiver who treated my mom like her own. I can call them 24/7 and they respond right away. Thank you, Golden Care, for treating my mom as precious as gold.
If your loved one needs in-home care, visit getgoldencare.com. Mention KPRZ and get 25% off. Visit getgoldencare.com.
I'm Mia Hamm, 2-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm 6-time Major League All-Star Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varango today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varango Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's check the weather. Great. All right. Also, if you want to send us an email, do it to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. Before we get to our Facebook post, I must read this story. I'm sorry, are we going to jazzy here?
Aaron. Everybody settle back. Settle back. Here's a big story. Here's a big story. Get ready now. Here it is. CBS. Yeah. CBS. Yeah. There. Maybe they're blaming global warming for the bad winter. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. These are the causes, brother. This is what they are. Cold, heat, warmth, rain, snow, ice, wind, breath, cows, pigs. That's all what's to blame right now for global warming. You know what they forgot, Robo Producer, out of all those things? This is what they forgot. I was going to tell you this. It was really important. I was just waiting the whole time to tell you. They forgot about the decline of the banjo. That's the other
reason.
Oh, man,
that's huge.
That's the other reason for global warming. Let's be honest. It's the decline of the banjo. In fact, besides Steve Martin and the dueling banjos, how many other banjos do you know that you can think about when you think of banjos? You see, there's no more banjos. That's why global warming is here, folks. That's the problem. Just want to make sure we get that solved. Today's Facebook post, by the way, is coming from Romans yet again. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Somebody's going, is he serious about banjos? Romans chapter 8, verse 37 is the Facebook post. Here it is. Let me figure out if you can remember this one. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The answer, no. In all these things, we are more than him. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Let me say it again because I can't talk. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In Jesus and through Jesus, we can overcome anything. Did you hear that? In Jesus and through Jesus, we can overcome anything. You know, I came up with another idea for a bumper sticker. I think it's rock solid. I wish somebody would take advantage of it. Just have a bumper sticker that says, ask Jesus to help. You just put that on the car. People are driving by, whatever they're going through. Ask Jesus to help. I mean, how is that bad? That's such a great thing. Now, somebody would get offended because you said the word Jesus, but too bad. Ask Jesus to help. You know, if you tell 10 people about Jesus Christ as the Son of God, 9 of them might throw things at you, but one of them might say, not a bad idea. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. In Jesus and through Jesus and by Jesus, we can overcome anything. You can. You can do it. You don't have to quit. You don't have to give up. For real. For real. So here's what we're going to do. Now, we got a Focus on the Family interview coming up in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to be talking about genderitis. That's a new disease where nobody can figure out what gender they are. It was invented by somebody who wants to make money-itis, and that just comes straight from the pit of hell, so I can't do much about that. But it came from the father of Lia-itis, and we know who that is. Okay? So we're going to come back, we're going to talk about that, and deal with the issues at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, a banjo. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.